హరి ఓం తత్సత్ శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం ఓం శ్రీ మహాగణపతయే నమః. ఓం గణానాం గణపతిం భవామహే కవిం కవేనాముపమశ్రవస్తవం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణస్పత ఆన శృణ్వర్ణోతి విశ్రీర సాదనం. ఓం శ్రీ మహాగణపతయే నమః. ఓం యశ్చందసాం ఋషభో విశ్వరూపః ఛందోభ్యోధ్యమృత సంబభూవ సమేంద్రో మేధయా స్పృణోతు అమృతస్య దేవధారణో భూయాసం శరీరం మే విచర్షణం జిహ్వా మే మధుమత్తమా కర్ణాభ్యాం భూరి విశ్రువం బ్రహ్మణ కోశోసి మేధయా పీతః శ్రుతం మే గోపాయ. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. ఓం మేధాదేవీ జుషమాణా నాగా విశ్వాచీ భద్రా సుమనస్యమానా త్వయా జుష్టానుదమానా దురుక్తాన్ బృహద్వదేమ విదథే సువీరాః. త్వయా జుష్ట ఋషిర్భవతి దేవి త్వయా బ్రహ్మా ఋతశ్రీరుతత్వయా త్వయా జుష్టశ్చిత్రం విందతే వసుసానో జుషస్వద్రవినో నమేధే. మేధా మహీంద్రో దదాతు మేధా దేవీ సరస్వతీ మేధా మే అశ్వినా ఉభావా దత్తాం పుష్కరస్రజ అప్సరాసు చయా మేధా గంధర్వేషు చయన్మనః దైవీ మేధా సరస్వతీ సామా మేధా సురభిర్జుషతాం ఆమా మేధా సురభిర్విశ్వరూపా హిరణ్యవర్ణా జగతీ జగమ్యా ఊర్జస్వతీ పయసా పింబమానా సామా మేధా సుప్రతీకా జుషంతాం. మయి మేధా మయి ప్రజా మయి అగ్నిస్తేజో దదాతు మయి మేధా మయి ప్రజా మయింద్ర ఇంద్రియం దదాతు మయి మేధా మయి ప్రజా మయి సూర్యో భ్రాజో దదాతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. ఓం సదాశివ సమారంభాం వ్యాస శంకర మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. శృతి స్మృతి పురాణానాం ఆలయం కరుణాలయం నమామి భగవత్పాద శంకరం లోక శంకరం కేశవం బాదరాయణం సూత్ర భాష్య కృతౌ వందే భగవంతౌ పరం పునః. ఓం ఈశ్వరో గురుడా మేతి మూర్తి భేద విభాగినే వ్యోమవద్ వ్యాప్త దేహాయ దక్షిణామూర్తయే నమః. ఓం సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. So until the 18th verse, having talked about the anatma and distinguishing the knower from the known. Now, in the 19th verse, Bhagavan, the Guru, discusses the knower's swarupa. The known's swabhava, the known's nature was discussed earlier. The features pertaining to the known were discussed earlier, the physical body, the mind, sense organs, etc. together. And we remember these five features. Definitely, they're all objects. They have their attributes. They're of the nature of undergoing changes. And they come and go. No? And they are mainly four features. Okay? They come and go. They're not permanent. They appear and disappear. They are subject to change. And they have all attributes. So they are of the nature of inertness. That's all. Whereas what about the Atma? What about the knower? Here we don't even know now Atma, okay? The knower. Anapanna vikaraha. See, everything else in the world is apanna vikaram. Every object in this world is apanna vikaram. Every object in the world means what? Is that on which modification, the part of which modification is unavoidable, inevitable. The change. Whereas Atma is the knower consciousness, the knower reality is only vastu. It's absolutely free from changes. Anapanna vikaraha. No modification whatsoever happens in the part of the knower. So, anapanna vikaraha sanne ayaskantavadeva. Ayaskantavad means the magnet does not need to make any effort to just pull. To make the inert, lifeless, iron particle something to jump and stick to it. Similarly here, Atma by its mere, the knower reality, by its mere presence, by its mere presence, it's good, good. By mere presence, activates everything. Contributes for the activation of everything. So we saw yesterday itself, ayaskantavati eva yaha buddhyadin chalayet. Buddhyadin chalayeti. So swayam na chalanti. Buddhyadayaha swayam na chalanti. Buddhihi swayam na chalati. Manaha swayam na chalati. Antahkanam swayam na chalati. Memory does not happen by itself. Something to have, something called memory to be functional, to have, isn't it? Even for the knowledge of self-existence to be there, isn't it? Doesn't happen by itself. Therefore, for all these different functions of meditation to happen, so pranaha swayam na chalanti. Pranaha swayam na chalanti. Pranaha swayam na chalanti do not function on their own independently. So also karmendriyani gyanendriyani swayam na chalanti. Swayam na chalanti. Swayam na chalanti means they are chalyante. They are activated. They do not function by themselves. They are caused to function. They are activated. So who is the activator here? Okay. Atma is not the activator, but the activator of everything is Atma. Chalayet. Buddhyadin chalayet. How? Not by doing something, but it's mere presence.
Chalayati is a positive.
No, chalati, chalayati is a causative verb. No, chalayet is a link, potential mode verb.
Potential.
Potential. But we should take it as
yes.
Present tense. Okay. So, chalayati, isn't it? Buddhyadin chalayet means buddhyadin chalayet. Chalayet. It is the knower. It is the knower which you have distinguished from the known. That knower here is not knower. Even the word knower you are using, that knower is what? Abstract, formless reality. And that reality, there is no knower other than the formless abstract reality. Abstract reality, which alone is there as the knower, is of the nature of knowing. Therefore, knowing also is not an action. That is why by its mere presence, ayaskantavatu, ayaskantavatu. Okay, that's like a magnet. It activates all the subtle material aspects. Thereby, it lends life, this reality lends life to even the gross material body. And who? What is that knower? What is it? That knower, the abstract formless reality, which is all, one and all pervasive alone, is there as the innermost essence, as very content of I, therefore which is implied by the term Pratyagatma. Understood, no? Pratyagatma. And Saha Aham, that Pratyagatma, which is not distant from the body, mind, sense complex, which is distinct from all of them, is it? Alone am I. Aham Pratyag, Soham Iti Avadharaya, may you ascertain. Avadhara means may you ascertain doubtlessly that I, the knower, am that all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence. Pratyagatma. Okay? This is where we left yesterday. You remember now?
Yes.
We come to the next class, new class. Ajadatmavada is now how we understood is called Nishedamukham Mukhapramanam. Nishedamukha Pramanam means these the words themselves serve as means of knowledge. No? But here the method used what method of negation through implication. We understand if Atma what Atma is not. That's how we arrive at the Atma. Okay. Ajadatmavadabhanti. Yatsanidhyajada api. Jada api. Dehendriya manav prana. Sohamityavadharaya. Dehendriya manav prana. Very nice. Now he says, first in the 19th verse, what are the main features he mentions? The changelessness. Anapanna vikaraha. Saha aham. Pratyagatma aham. Anapanna vikaraha, that one word implies changelessness being the Atma Swarupam, nature. Changelessness being the nature of the Atma is implied by the term, meant by the term Anapanna Vikaraha. That, so pointing of that aspect, he distinguishes the Atma and stating the Atma, neither nor Atma nor consciousness by its mere presence, activates everything. Now, in this word, in this verse, the inertness, non-inertness. Okay. Oh, everything else in the world, everything else except the knower, everything else is what? It is of the nature of inertness. We know very well. Why? Everything else is an object. Sadi irundoliya verillai. The whole thing can be reduced to two factors, what? Knower and the known. There's no third thing, isn't it? Everything can be reduced to two factors, knower and the known. So the knower is distinct from the known. The essentially knower is one abstract formless reality, which you arrive at as the very content of I. Isn't it? You have to see, first of all, you I sense cannot denote anything other than the knower experiencer. And the knower experience is another than the abstract formless reality. Understand? Therefore, we have to say what? I the knower am the abstract formless reality, and which is implied by the term consciousness or knowledge in terms of its nature of knowing. Now, so here, but everything else in the world is what? Other than the knower? Oh, everything else other than the knower is what? which comes under the category of the known is of the nature of inertness, second feature. Jadattva. But here, Atma is of nature of consciousness. Now it is said, Ajad Atma Vada Bhanti. Ajad Atma Vada Bhanti. Yat Sanidhya Jada Api. Yat Sanidhya Jada Api. Dehendriya Manah Pranaha. Soha Mitya Vadharaya. Very nice. Saha aham, saha aham, saha aham, iti avadharaya. Apparamburule nanendre urdi chedhu holvayaha. May you ascertain that I, the knower, am that abstract, formless reality, which I am of the nature of consciousness or pure knowledge. Understand? You cannot think of anything else other than the abstract formless reality obtaining in him of pure consciousness. Understand? Pure consciousness is not the form. You arrive at in terms of the nature of consciousness. By pure knowledge. Knowing. So he says, Saha Ahamiti Avadharya. May understand that knower abstract reality which is of the nature of knowing to implied by the term Atma as I am. May understand, ascertain, I am that Atma. Saha aham. I am that Atma. Distinct from this. Okay. Which is that Atma? Now, Jadaha api. Jadaha prana indriya, deha indriya mana pranaha. What about the deha indriya manapranaha? Dehaha. See, which samasa you think, okay? Let's not go to grammar now. Deha indriya manapranaha. Homework, okay? Sartaka buddhi already goes there. We can be in the shatam. No vyakaranam. Once Pujya Swamiji told me, I was very craving, okay? When in 1992, I used to go to him. And I was saying, I want the Tatarka Shastram, I'm doing this Shastram. I had all papers for different papers. Purma, don't do too much. Be with Shastram, he said. Then, it's also binding. Understand? So you must know everything enough. It was very important to have very good grammar knowledge. Very important study grammar, understand grammar. I tell you, don't allow your attention to be always grabbed by the grammar. Understand? Music is beautiful, dance is beautiful, but everything is binding. Be careful. The Swamiji told me. Okay. So I telling myself now, okay. Yet now jadaha. Jadaha means what? Jadam jadaha jada. It's an adjective is what? Adjective takes the gender of the noun, you all know very well. Jadaha, inert. What is inert here? You can say, shariram jadam, deha jadaha. Understand? No. Dehaha jadaha, indriyani jadani, manaha jadam, pranaha jadaha. So together, deha indriya manah pranaha jadaha. The entire body, mind, sense complex. Karya karana sanghataha. Karya karana sanghataha is a technical term meaning body, mind, sense complex. Consisting of what? The physical body, physiological functions, the powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, actions and physiological functions, this sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, all of them together constitute what? Dehendriya manah pranaha, all of them are objects of knowledge like any object external to the sense organs. And being objects of knowledge, they're all jadaha. They are of the nature of inertness. Dehendriya manapranaha jadaha. Now, api is it. Dehendriya manapranaha jadaha api. Though this body, mind, sense complex, though this physical body, all the 10 powers, mind, physiological functions, etc., though all are inert themselves, still, jadaha api, dehendriya manapranaha jadaha api, ajadatmavat abhanti. Ajadatmavat abhanti. They all shine, appear as though they are not inert. Ajadatmavat. Okay? Ajadatmavat. Jadatma means what? Jadatma means that which is of the nature of inertness. Ajadatmavat. Abhanti, like as though they are not inert. They're inert, but still they appear, they shine, they function as though they are not inert. What does it mean? They are not inert because they become conscious, they become sentient, they become functional, they are alive. Which means what makes what? Which means there must be something else, is it? Because of the presence of which they all function, they become conscious, sentient, they become function, and they appear to be, they shine as though they are not inert. They're shining, they appear as though they are not inert, means they appear, they are conscious and sentient. Yeah. So what is it which really contributes for their becoming, no? appearing to be. As though they are non-inert. Said, yat sanidhyat, very important. Yat sanidhyat. Yat sanidhyat. Yasya sanidhyat. Sanidhyam, due to sanidhyam presence. Sanidhyat, due to, because of. Okay? Because of, or due to the presence of which abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, because of the mere presence of the knower reality, which is of the nature of knowing, all these inert body, mind, sense complex shine, function, as though they are not inert, becoming conscious and sentient, that knower consciousness, that Atma I am. Understand? Saha I am. You may say yes or no. Kaha aham, who am I? Kaha aham. Okay, in this place very popular. Who am I? Okay. So kaha aham. Kaha aham, you can't simply ask the question kaha aham. You have to understand like kaha aham koham. Koham soham should be the answer. You say, kastum, I should ask you kastum. Who are you? You may say what? Soham. Not Tamil soham, okay? Tamil shoka, you may soha. Okay. So here, soham. I am that. Kastum soham. Who are you? You are asking me? Yes, you. I am that knower, abstract, formless reality. I'm not using the word consciousness. Have you noticed? Mm-hmm. I'm not using the word consciousness. I am that. I'm the knower, that abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing. Which is implied with the term Atma. I am that Atma. Because of whose presence, the inner, though this body, mind's compass, the body, sense organs, etc. are inert in nature. Still, they appear, they shine as though they are not inert, becoming conscious, sentient, and functional. Is it clear? Now, here already you are distinguishing your health to become objective towards your mind, your health to become objective towards your sense organs, your health to become objective towards your body. Your health repeatedly, your health to see in this soham. Okay? In Bhajagovana, you would have read already. Kastam koham kuta ayatah. In the class, you would have seen, who am I? Where have I come from? Na? Kuta ayatah. I think you were supposed to enquire. We must be told. Now you're getting the answer here. Ajadatmavada bhanti yatsanidhyajada api dehendriya manav pranaha sohamityavadharaya. How do you understand here? Dehendriya manav pranaha ajadaha api yasya sanidhyat ajadatmavat abhanti saha aham iti avadharaya. May you ascertain. Now don't need to think. No, don't need to think and not have a second thought now. I am the knower, distinct from the known, though not distant. I, the knower, am abstract formless reality. I, the knower, am abstract formless reality, and therefore I am of the nature of consciousness. And implied with your Atma, therefore Aham Atma. I am that Atma. Understand? That is the meaning here. Now, so you understand here, you understand the diagonally opposite nature of Atma and Anatma. So 19th verse, you understand Anatma is of the nature of changing. He has the nature undergoing changes. Atma of the nature of changelessness. And that Atma, I am. Now we are seeing the 20th verse. Anatma is of the nature of inertness, whereas I am the consciousness. Okay? I am of the nature of consciousness. Now, and because of mere presence, because of mere presence, everything functions. Everything acts as though they are not inert. No, next verse, 21st verse. Agaman me manon yatra. Agaman me mano yatra. Agaman me mano yatra. Manon yatra. Agaman me manon yatra. Sampratancha sthirikritam. Sampratancha sthirikritam. Sthirikritam. Evam yo veti. Dhivrittim. Evam yo veti dhivrittim.
Evam yo veti dhivrittim.
Sohamityavadharaya. Agaman me manonyatra. Sampratancha sthirikritam. Evam yo veti dhivrittim.
Evam yo veti dhivrittim.
Sohamityavadharaya. Okay. Again, he repeats. It's called repeatedly. Saha aham iti avadharaya. Saha aham iti avadharaya. Saha means what? Don't. Saha means that. Isn't it? That. Not very far. That reality I am. That reality implied by the term Atma I am. That reality, that abstract reality, subtlest reality, which is of the nature of knowing, implied with them, Atma, I am. I am that Atma. Understand? Iti avadharya, may you ascertain. Avadharya means may you ascertain. Okay. How? Me manaha anyatra agamatu. See, gachati no agachat. Agamati means agachat. Agamat ittukte agamat ittukte agachat ityartha. Me manaha anyatra agamatu. Cha sampratam sthirikrutam. Sampratam sthirikrutam. Evam yahaveti dhivrittim. Okay. Who am I? Who are you? I am that Atma, which is of the nature of knowing, which obtains as the knower. I am that Atma, which alone obtains as the knower. I. So what does this Atma know? Dhivrittim yahaveti. Dhivrittihi means the thoughts obtaining in the antahkaranam. Dhihi, he literally means intellect. You can say the total mind. Dhivritti. Vrittihi means thought modifications. Vrittihi is a thought. Okay? Dhivrittim yaha veti. Yaha, that Atma who knows. The Atma which alone knows, who alone knows. The thoughts, arriving, departing thoughts in the mind. Dhyaha vrittayaha. Vritti, not only one vritti. Okay? Dhi vrittim yaha veti means that Atma, even though it's a vritti, a singular word, we have to take it as what? That Atma, there's no knower other than the Atma. Okay? That knower, abstract formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which alone knows, which alone witnesses all the arriving, departing vrittis, thought modifications in the mind. Understand? Dhi vrittim yaha veti saha ahamiti avadharaya. Which means what? That, so who am I? I am the knower distinct from even the known arriving, departing thought modifications, thoughts. Okay? Cognitions. Vrittihi. Can say thought here. So yaha dhi vrittim veti saha ahamiti avadharya. Which means what? So many thoughts which form part of the individual. So many thoughts constitute the antahkaranam, mind, internal instrument of knowledge. But so I am the knower of those thoughts, distinct from the known thoughts also. Known all thought modifications. Dhivrittim yahaveti. The knower of, I am the knower of the thoughts. So that I am that Atma who alone knows all the thoughts of the mind. And how does it know? Manaha anyatra agamat. My mind went somewhere. Manaha anyatra agamat. How does Atma know the vrittis, thoughts? How does Atma know the mind? Mind is an object of knowledge. Mind is object of consciousness. Understand? Manaha anyatra agamat. My attention went somewhere. Anyatra. My mind went elsewhere. Oh. So, and sampratam at present, now mind now is back now. Mind is here. Now, sthirikritam. See, sthiram means firm. Sthirikaroti means making it firm. Making something firm. You say sthirikaroti. Making something firm is sthirikaranam. Sthirikaroti. That's the verb. And then, When you make the mind, when somebody makes the mind firm, what does it mean? The mind, the restless mind is brought back to, isn't it? Peace, brought back to peace. It is sthirikaranam. So before my mind was very restless, my mind was elsewhere. At present now, the mind has been made firm. Sthirikritam. Firm means what? Mind has been brought to its peace. Understand? Mind has been brought to peace. Means mind is no more restless. Now you know that the restlessness of the mind is known to you. The calmness of mind also is known. Now the mind has been made calm. The mind was elsewhere wandering. Now the mind has been brought back to, understand? Sampratam, now the mind has been brought back. Until 9:15, mind was elsewhere. Now the mind has been brought back to the class. Do you know this? You know or not? You know this? So where the mind goes, you are physically sitting somewhere, but you are very much with your mind. Physical body is sitting in one given place, but the mind goes all over. Mind can go any distance, anywhere, and you have no control over it. You know that? Mind can go anywhere, and wherever the mind goes, and helplessly you are with the mind only. Suppose we happen to ask you some questions. You are not physically sitting in, present in the class. You are not anywhere outside. You are in my class. And then, so all of you are staring at me. Okay? And I giving the image that you are all watching me, listening to my class. I take it very seriously. Okay? You are all staring at me. You are not going here. Attention is not going anywhere. You are listening to me. I am thinking. And then you ask a question. And then, you say what? Sorry, I missed the question. What did you ask? Sorry, I missed your question. What did you ask? And I said, I asked you, were you not here? What you say? I'm sorry, I was here. I'm still physically present here only. I am physically present here in the class. My mind was also here, but for a fraction of, for a minute, my mind went elsewhere. My mind went elsewhere for a minute. Now, just come back. Is it? So, you are aware of where your mind is. And I ask you, what were you thinking of? I was thinking of the dobi, whether the dobi brought me clothes or not. Okay? Which means, what does it mean? You know where the mind goes, you know where the mind is, and you know when the mind comes back also, you know. Which means mind can go anywhere, mind can come back. So this arrival and departure and movement and restlessness and, okay, peaceful condition of the mind, you are aware of. Which means you are the knower of your mind. You are the knower of all your thoughts. You are distinct from your thoughts also. So he says what? May you ascertain. Don't have a second thought, no doubt at all. May you ascertain absolutely, relatively, empirically, okay, for the purpose of transaction, you must say what? I am so and so. When you mention your name, as so and so, as daughter of somebody, son of so and so, definitely you have to use the vachyartha for transaction in the world. When problems come in life, you must shift the identity from absolute meaning of the word I, and you must see I am, you must ascertain the fact I am that Atma, absolutely free from all problems. Understand? So in day-to-day vyavahara, you can't go and tell soham. Soham. Where is your passport? Soham. you will not be allowed to enter, okay? So vyavahara. For day-to-day transactions in the world, you must use the vachyartha. When problems come in life, you must remember what you are absolutely. So that you are free. Understand? In spite of using vachyartha, literal meaning of the word I for transaction, the word, still you can see yourself being free. Understand? So here they said, Evam dhi vrittim yaha veti, manaha anyatra agamate, me manaha. You cannot know other person's mind. Okay? You need not know, thank God you don't know. And some people come and boast of being able to know other people's minds. It is a maha papa karma. Understand? Your mind itself is enough for you to torture. Why do you want to know other people's minds? Guru Swami never liked, and then this mind reading, people come and say, I can read minds, you know. What are you going to gain by it? Isn't it? It's all dustbin. So, garbage. Okay. So, me manaha anyatra agamate. Guru Swami used to teach. People come from, you know, I have some meditative powers, I can read others' minds.
Kofi GK, Nagar or Joe.
So, here, me manaha anyatra agamate. My mind has gone elsewhere. And sampratam stirikritam. Now it has been made firm. Is not wandering elsewhere. Is come back now. Evam, in this manner, the departure of mind, movement of mind, restlessness of mind, arrival of mind, one who knows dhivrittim, one who knows the thought movements, thought modifications, thoughts of the antakarnam, that knower who is distinct from the thoughts. There's no distance between the cognitions or thoughts and the knower consciousness. Knower consciousness and the known thoughts are not distant. But still, knower consciousness is distinct from the known thoughts. For that knower is another than all pervasive abstract reality, Atma. Or Saha Aham. I, the knower, am that knower of thoughts, Atma. Iti, thus may you avadharya, may you ascertain. Understand? It's very important. Now, so here, what is the nature you understand here? Agama apayittum. Is it? So, arrival and departure, coming and going, is the nature of all the inert material objects are of this nature of coming and going. Whereas, Atma is all pervasive. There's no place where Atma is not. Therefore, motion is not possible, movement is not possible, going and coming is not possible. Beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, all pervasively, Atma is always there. Understand? So, Atma does not come and go. Atma is everlasting. So, everlasting nature of the Atma is discussed here, presented here. As the knower of arriving, departing, so, Atma is non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, abstract consciousness, which alone witnesses, which knows by its mere presence, by its mere nature, the arrival and departure of thoughts and the movement, okay, thought movement. Me manaha anyatra agamate cha sampratam sthirikritam evam yaha dhivrittim veti saha aham iti avadharaya. It means I, the knower, am not this body, not the mind, not the sense organs, not the physiological function, not even these vrittis, subtle, inexplicably subtle material products. Na? Vrittis are not even the thoughts. I am the knower of the thoughts, the witness of the thoughts. Okay. Svapna jagarite suktim, svapna jagarite suktim, bhava bhavo dhiyam tatha, bhava bhavo dhiyam tatha, svapna jagarite suktim, svapna jagarite suktim, bhava bhavo dhiyam tatha, bhava bhavo dhiyam tatha, யோ வேத்ய விக்ரிய சாக்ஷாத் வேத்ய விக்ரிய சாக்ஷாத் சோஹமித்யவதாரய ஸ்வப்ன ஜாகரிதே சுப்திம் பாவாபாவோ தியம் ததா யோ வேத்ய விக்ரிய சாக்ஷாத் சோஹமித்யவதாரய ஸ்வப்ன ஜாகரிதே சுப்திம் பாவாபாவோ தியம் ததா யோ வேத்ய விக்ரிய சாக்ஷாத் அகமித்யவதாரய ஹோல் அவஸ்தாத்ரய பிரக்ரியா இஸ் பிரசன்டட் ஹியர். ஹவு? ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹீ சேட் இன் தி வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் வென் தி அட்டென்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி மைண்ட் கோஸ் ஹியர் அண்ட் தேர், அட்டென்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி மைண்ட் கேன் கோ எனிவேர். And here Atma, ID Atma and the knower, ID knower and the Atma, ID knower, Atma, am always there without moving anywhere. How? Knowing the movement of the thoughts in the waking state. Now he says, the state of mind, this is not only one state of mind. The states, the mind constantly undergoes changes. So there is a deep waking state of the mind, there's a dream state of the mind, and deep sleep state of the mind. I told you many times how to understand. Whenever there's knowledge of self-existence, if you know you are, that is waking state. If you do not know you are, that is deep sleep state. So this knowledge of self-existence is there means waking state. Knowledge of self-existence is not there means deep sleep state. Even now, if you do not know you are in that, okay? What is it? Keep your eyes open also. So you are in sleep only. If you get lost somewhere, you're as good as asleep. So remember, that is different problem. So here, swapna jagarite. Swapnam is a one state of mind, isn't it? Swapna avastha. The word swapnam stands for swapna avastha, the dream state of the mind. Because the dream state of experience is dream state of the mind. The state of experience is nothing but the state of mind. You are understanding the state of mind in terms of the state of experience only. A dream state of mind, dream state of experience. Then jagaritam. Jagaritam means what? Waking state of the mind. Two together dual form. Swapnam cha jagaritam cha swapna jagarite. Got it? Swapnam cha jagaritam cha swapna jagarite. Both neutral gender words. If you add word avastha, it becomes stilinga shabda. Isn't it? Swapna avastha swapna avastha jagrat avastha. But here swapnam cha jagaritam cha swapna jagarite. Then suptim. Suptihi means deep sleep state. Suptihi means, suptihi is a feminine gender word which means sleep. Sleep. So, swapna jagarite supti means what? Swapna avastham, jagrat avastham, then sushupti avastham. Suptihi, sushuptihi mean the same. Suptihi, sushuptihi mean the same. Sushupti avastha. Supti avastha means deep sleep state. Okay? Suptihi, sushuptihi means the same. Then, bhava abhavo. Bhavaha cha abhavaha cha. Bhavaha presence. Okay? Abhavaha absence literally. But here you should take it as what? Bhavaha means bhavati iti bhavaha. Coming. Bhavaha is coming into existence. Abhavaha becoming unmanifest. Bhavaha becoming manifest, coming into existence or appearance. Abhavaha becoming unmanifest. Is it clear now? Coming and going. Becoming manifest and becoming unmanifest. Appearing and disappearing. Appearance and disappearance. Okay. Dhyam tatha yaha veti. Yaha veti, he who knows. The one who knows, he who knows veti. The one who knows what? The one who knows three states of experience. One who, how does he know? Avikriyaha. Avikriyaha. Without undergoing any modification, changelessly. Okay? With avikriyaha, without any change, without any change. Avikriyaha, sakriyaha, here, vikriyaha, vikaroti, na? Modify. So, vikriyaha means what? Avikriyaha. Vikriyaha means undergoing changes. Avikriyaha, without undergoing any changes. It means, all these three states of mind are subject to change. This, in constantly changing states of mind, in constantly changing states of experience, in discontinuous states of mind, these states of mind are discontinuous, discontinuous and mutually exclusive. In all these three mutually exclusive, discontinuous, changing states of experience. Is it clear now? In all these three, waking, dream and deep sleep states of mind, which are discontinuous, which are mutually exclusive and which are constantly changing. Now, changing states of mind, that which is there changelessly, thereby that which knows these changing states of mind is the knower of the thought, the states of mind, the experiencer, the knower obtaining in all these three states of mind is none other than the abstract, formless, subtlest reality, which is of the nature of knowing and which is implied by the term Atma. Saha Aham. I, the knower, am that abstract, formless consciousness, which alone is there changelessly in all the changing states of mind, states of experience, which are mutually exclusive, which are discontinuous. Atma is there continuously in discontinuous states of mind. Atma is there changelessly, the changing states of mind. Atma is there witnessing the mutually exclusive states of experience. Is it clear? Therefore, saha ahamiti avadharaya. Who can deny these three states of experience? Nobody can. So the waking state, you know you are, and you know your mind, you know your body, you know your sense organs, you know your mind, and you know where the mind is, where the mind goes, where the mind comes, and you know what you know. The waking state, you know what you know. The waking state, you know what you do not know also. Understand? You do not know that you do not know that you do not know also. Isn't it true? You know. You know. You are the knower. You are the experiencer in the waking state. So you can, what all you experience the whole day from morning till evening, or what are all you're experiencing in the waking state, day after day, day by day, you can write a book So much experience in the waking state. Through 5 different sense organs, you are perceiving 5 different objects. And you're interacting with the world. You're transacting with the world. So you're so busy in what not? Busy in sense, you means what? You see your mind being busy, mind being so restless, agitated. Mind is very active. Mind is fully functional. You're in the waking state. You are aware of your mind being fully functional. How is the mind in the waking state? Mind is fully functional means what? Fully active means mind is functional along with the function of sense organs and organs of actions. The mind is functional along with the functional, thereby the mind activates, mind lends consciousness and awareness to the sentience, to the sense organs and organs of actions. Thereby, when all the 10 powers are functional also, the waking state, the mind is totally functional, functioning along with the functional 10 powers. Understand? This is waking state experience. And so you have very various varieties of experiences. You are experiencing the whole world. That is waking state. And you are there. You are very much here as the experiencer of the external world through your 5 sense organs. You are the experiencer, knower. So also in dream, mind is partially functional, partially non-functional. Understand? There's a difference. Dream state, mind is partially functional. What does it mean? Mind is partially functional means mind is functional, but other 10 powers are not functional. The mind is functional without the functions of other 10 powers. That all 10 powers remain resolved. Mind alone is functional. It's partially functional mind. Dream state, there's a partially functional mind. In waking state, totally functional mind. Why partially functional? Because mind does not function along with the other 10 powers. Other 10 powers still remain resolved. But then the world experience in the deep state is completely different. It is not elemental world experienced through this regular sense organs, perceived through sense organs. In the dream also, everything that there's a dream, Swapna Prapancha is experienced, which is Vasanamaya Prapancha. Is a thought-produced, mind-projected world. It's projected from your own stored experiences. So what experience you have in the waking state, and based on experiences, what you have stored in your subconscious, and having them jumbled, and you create your own dream world. Projection. The dream, the world which you experience in the dream world, is completely projected by your own mind, your own thoughts. They just manifest from your own subconscious. And there also you have what now? Thought projected, your own physical body, mentions you have thought, dream mind, dream sense organs and dream body. Exactly what you have in waking state, you also experience there also. But completely thought projected individual body, mentions complex, thought projected individual experiences, thought projected world, thought projected time, thought projected space, completely dream world. And there also you are very much there. You can't go anywhere because you are of the nature of knowing. So you are very much there as the knower of the dream world. If you are not there, you cannot, and waking up from sleep, you cannot recollect your experience. You have the experience. The experience becomes stored in your memory, able to recollect what you have recorded in your mind, and you can talk about your dream. You can say, my dream is very vivid, my dream is not very vivid, I had some dream and I forgot, what not very clear. You can talk about your dream, which means the same witness, the same experiencer who is there in the dream state continues to be there in the waking state also. Isn't it? Which means the experiencer knower is one and the same, non-arriving, non-departing, everlasting, unchanging, changelessly, the experience of the knower is the same, is there. So then deep sleep state, the mind is totally non-functional. See, totally functional mind, partially functional mind, totally non-functional mind. The mind is totally non-functional means there is no manifestation of vritti, knowledge at all. That's why we say there's a total ignorance in deep sleep state. Total ignorance is a state of mind. Understand now? The condition here. That's there. And then there is blankness. The whole objective universe remains covered in darkness of ignorance. And you are there not knowing your own existence. You are there not knowing the existence of the world. Still you are the knower. Understand? Even in deep sleep state, you are the knower. You are always the knower. You're always the experiencer. You are always experiencer, knower. Therefore, you're always distinct from the known, anything known. You're, as a knower experiencer, you're distinct from the known total ignorance. You're distinct, not distance. As an over-experiencer, you are distinct from your dream world. As an over-experiencer, you are distinct from the known waking universe also. Understand? So, the objects of experience change. The states of experience change. They are mutually exclusive. Discontinuous. They change. But experience obtaining in all three states of mind is one and the same. That one and the same experiencer knower, one and the same experiencer knower is you, who? Abstract. Knower means you don't think of any form now. Who is the knower here? Who is the illuminator in this room now? Who is the illuminator outside now? Who is the illuminator? Okay, illuminator is the sun, isn't it? So sun does not do any action. Sun is, everything becomes illuminator. So here at least sun you have some form. Here abstract, inexplicably is a cluster, formless reality. There's no knower other than that abstract formless reality. So you have to say use some word to mean that, imply that reality. That reality knows. Why does it know? Knowing is the sorubha. Let us use the term knowledge. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. And that word that is one all pervasive, therefore implied with the term atma. Therefore, here, yahaveti, avikriyaha, yaha, Swapnam veti, jagritam veti, suptim veti, bhava abhavau, dhyam bhava abhavau veti. Yaha veti, he who knows, the one who knows, the dream, waking and deep sleep states of the mind. The one who knows the appearance and disappearance of the worlds. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. The world which appears in dream state doesn't disappear in the waking state. And in deep sleep state. The world which appears in the waking state disappears in dream state and the deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, dream world as well as waking world, all the worlds disappear. So dhyam bhavaha abhavaucha. Yahavit, he who knows the appearance and the disappearance, manifestation of the world and the unmanifested condition of the world, mind, the world. One who knows the three states of mind, three states of experience, dream, waking and the sleep, Yahaveti, changelessly, okay, avikriyaha, changelessly, साक्षात् सह अहमिति अवधारय. साक्षात् मीन्स I and the knower are not two. You take your ownership. There's no knower. I am the knower. And the I the knower am upstart formless reality. And I the knower am the formless reality which am of the nature of consciousness. I the knower am implied by the term Atma. I am Atma. Understand? Why Sakshat? To know your nature. You are not using any instrument of knowledge. Is it clear now? To know the objects, you are using Pramanam. You are using other means of knowledge. To know the light, you have to use your eyes. Know your sound, you have to use instruments of knowledge. But to know you are what instrument of all you need? To know you are, what instrument of all you need? A self-evident. You don't require any means of knowledge. Similarly, when you claim consciousness as yourself, what instrument you want? Shastra Pramanam just helps you arrive at it, that's all. Sakshat. Sakshat means what? You arrive at the reality, the knower, the Swarupa of the knower, as what? As you arrive at the reality as the Swarupa of the subject, not as an object. So claiming, taking ownership of consciousness as the truth of I, the knower, not as an object, is what? Sakshat. It means aparokshataya. So consciousness here, the reality is not neither an object of direct knowledge or indirect knowledge. Reality is now, reality is claimed as what? As one's own Swarupam. It is the immediate knowledge. Reality is arrived as an immediate knowledge. That is what is implied, meant by the word Sakshat.
Is connected to avadharaya, and may you understand it directly?
No, not directly. Sakshat implies here you are ascertaining the reality not as an object, okay? Not as object of direct knowledge or indirect knowledge, but as the immediate knowledge. You are arriving, ascertaining reality not as an object, but as the truth of the knower subject. Sakshat, okay? See, Sakshat literally means directly, but not directly. This word is very important. Yes, Sakshat, Kurute, Prabodha, Samaye. That's how I explain the word Sakshat. Sakshat means the reality is a person takes ownership of reality as one's own Swarupa. Is it? Which means it's called aparoksha jnanam. Sakshat implies aparoksha jnanam. Aparoksha jnanam means you arrive at the reality not as an object but as Swarupam of the knower subject. Is it clear? Avikriyaha sakshat saha aham. Which means there is no distance between I, the knower, and that abstract reality. Very important. Sakshat. Let me make it very clear now. What is the distance between illuminator and the light? Why? Because illuminator and the light are not two things. Sakshat light. Illuminated sakshat light means what? Illuminated sakshat light means illuminate is none other than the light itself. Illuminate and light are not two. They're one and the same. So why two words? Illuminator is a temporary qualification attributed to the light from the standpoint of the illumined opaque things. It's because there's no illuminator other than the light. This is the meaning of the word Sakshat. Who was illuminated? Sakshat light. Understand? It means they're not two. So knower, an abstract, formless reality, which is author of consciousness, which is implied with them consciousness. What is the distance? Are they two? Knower and consciousness, are they two? Knower and Praj, are they two? No. Knower is consciousness only. Knower is abstract reality only. Formless reality only. The knower is just the temporary qualification attributed to the reality from the standpoint of the known states of mind. Understand? They were one of the two. Knower, experiencer is sakshat, abstract, formless reality, which is of the self-consciousness. I see very clearly. I enjoy my class. I don't know whether you all are enjoying it or not. Are you all?
Yes, it's not. So it's still called a sakshat. It's an adverb, so it must be related to some word.
Don't go too much. I'm just listen to what I'm saying. Why don't see sakshat? See, you do go, don't want to. I'm explaining that you are not listening to me and I'm saying you're thinking. See, sakshat literally means directly. Okay, but here, why directly? So directly does not mean this. I'm explaining already. When I'm saying who is Thiru? You are sakshat, you're saying that person. Suppose the Thiru is standing next to me. Okay. Who is somebody's asking? Sakshat is, this is the person. Understand? Sakshat directly means what? Sakshat literally means directly. Here it implies light illuminated sakshat light means illuminate and light are not two. Understand? Here knower and consciousness, the abstract reality are not two. Understand? You are resolving the knower, illuminate, knower in the very reality. Understand? And then that reality where you resolve the knower is what? Not as an object here, your own swarupam. That's called aparoksha jnana. Aparokshataya asti iti artha. Understand? So, they are not nothing to do with directly. And that is what? So, avadharaya means avadharanam. May you retain in your mind firmly means ascertain this fact that you, the knower, are consciousness, which alone knows. Which is implied by the term Atma, which alone knows all three states of mind and the appearance and disappearance of the worlds in two different states. Understand? So here Sakshat implies Aparoksha Jnanam. Understand? Which means they are not two. Sakshat. We in Indian language, Sakshat. Sakshat, he came himself, we say. We mean that, not other person. He himself comes when we use the term Sakshat also. Sakshat, Avareda. We say that, no? In the native language, we say that. So here, we are not seeing the test too. So I am the knower, there's no doubt. Okay? I am not the known. I am the knower. I am the knower of everything that is known here. And there's no knower other than abstract reality. Ever? Abstract reality is Atma. I the knower am Atma. This claiming, taking ownership of Atma as one's own Swarupam is what? Is implied by this in the adverb Sakshat here. Understand? May you not have any doubt at all. This is what I'm saying. May you ascertain means what? May you not have any doubt at all. If you are in doubt, you have now resolved the doubt now itself. As you are seeing, even though I use this term, there is eliminator of all these opaque heads, opaque things in this room. Because of whose presence, everything shines here. There is eliminator because there is illumination. All opaque things are illumined. Is the fact there is illumination. This illumination is there, presupposes what? Illuminator. And who is the illuminator here? Illuminator is Sakshat light. Which means illuminator and light are not two things. Okay? You want to say. Light is not the illuminator. Because illumining is not an action. Is it clear now? Illuminating is not the action. See, very sorupam. Similarly, knowing is not an action. Knowing is very sorupam. Therefore, this reality, abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is always there, knowing the appearance of the waking state, the appearance of the gross universe in the waking state, and disappearance of the, and the appearance of the dream state in the dream universe, and seeing the disappearance of the dream and waking, the gross universe worlds in the deep state, the knowing, the knower of this, the knower of the three states of changing states of mind is there changelessly. No? As what? As the very knowledge. And that's implied by the term Atma. So may you ascertain the fact. This is the fact. So now, I am the abstract formless reality implied by the term Atma. I am pure consciousness implied by the term Atma. I am pure knowledge implied by the term Atma. Understand here? It's nothing new you are learning here. It's only for you just to reinforce what you've already understood. See, the problem is, see, if you read this translation sometimes, which we don't, no? But they have no choice. When they happen to write literal, the meanings, they do write literal translation. They write it. But if you say, directly, Swamiji is very particular about it. Because I directly cognized means what? Directly cognized means, the very word cognized, known, is a problem. You're making the Atma an object. I know Atma, you can never say. If you say, I know Atma means you do not know. Mm-hmm. I know Brahman means you do not know. Why? Making a Brahman Atma object. If the knowledge takes place, then if you express your vision, how should you express? Mm-hmm. Aham Brahma Asmi, Aham Atma Asmi, then that the vision is, okay. I know. If you know means, your expression must be Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Atmasmi. Understand? You can't say, I know Brahman. But you're making it what? You're making it. Brahman is neither the object of direct knowledge or indirect knowledge. Object alone can be object of direct knowledge, object of indirect knowledge. Atma Jnanam is an immediate knowledge. Because you claim, you take ownership of the reality of the, as the nearest self. Obtaining as the nearest self. What is nearest to the wave? Water. Isn't it clear? That's what is meant. Understand? Sakshat Swami explained very beautifully. Wherever in the context of Atma, when the word Sakshat comes, you must be very clear. They're not two. Because that is how you stumble upon. You first, how are you going to arrive at the truth? The sampradaya, the prakriya, the prakriya itself teaches what? The prakriya, how are you going to arrive at the reality of the whole cosmos? The reality without which time cannot be, space cannot be, elements cannot be, elementals cannot be. The reality without which all the forms, names and functions which exist in the realm of time and space cannot be. What is that without which the universe cannot exist at all is the truth, the reality of the entirety of the cosmos. You have to arrive at that reality. How are you going to arrive at it? In discovering that reality, you will see yourself being how insignificant you are, okay? You will resolve the problem of insignificance by understanding the fact that how insignificant you are. Because you are not even there. What is there only in the reality? In arriving at the reality alone, you can see you are non-separate from that reality. You are one with the reality. That only reality alone is as everything. Reality alone is as everything is as you also. As she, as he, as it, as is that, as those and these, as you also, that reality alone is. Nothing else is. And Shastram says there's no way of arriving at the reality as an object because it is not an object. Because there are not two. What is only? There's not two. So there's no way of arriving at reality as an object. So, first of all, this is the very teaching is beautifully begin. How? Shastram helps you distinguish the knower from the known, first of all. When you distinguish the knower from the known, you have to see that you are the knower of the known, everything known. And then you are, after distinguishing the knower from the known, and we are analyzing who that knower is. You cannot distinguish the knower, okay? You cannot arrive at the truth without distinguishing the knower from the known. Because you, first of all, you yourself being the knower, you mistake the known for the knower. The known body for the knower you, isn't it? So you're helped very, looks like the three wheel, thing is given for children to baby walker, given for the babies to start walking. The children, no? Three wheel baby walker. The walkers are given for children to learn walking. Like then here also, first of all, you're helped to distinguish the knower from the known. That is when the first leap happens. Oh, there's knower. Body is known. Yes, I'm the knower. I'm distinct from the knower. Is this different from the known? Knower is not the known, which means I'm the knower. So I'm the knower. I'm not the body. That first basic kindergarten step starts there. Then you understand the many subtle aspects. And there are also the conditions are all known. Sense organs, conditions of sense organs are known. Conditions of mind are known. The states of experiences are known. So you understand everything known, 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 known. And when you come to the intellect, very subtle. The vrittis, isn't it how attention goes here and there? And the knower of the attention going here and there is distinct from even the known attention. Very subtle. And who is that knower? Isn't it? You are distinguishing. So once you distinguish the knower from the known, then you can analyze who that knower is. When you analyze who that knower is, with the help of Avastatraya Prakriya, and you will understand, you will stumble upon the reality. Oh, this how? Who is the illuminator we search for? Then you will say what? You will stumble upon the light. Similarly here, you will stumble upon this abstract, formless, something which is there, which knows. It knows, just knowing is the Swarupa. It's called Sakshatkarna. Understand? Then Sakshatkarna means you claim that reality as the you, and the content of I. This is Sakshatkar. Swapna jagarite suptim bhava bhavo dhiyam dhiyam tatha yo vetya vikriya sakshat sohamitya vadharaya. So, saha ahamiti avadharaya. See, first of all, avagamanam. Avagamanam is what? Understanding. Understanding is avagamanam. After understanding, repeatedly, you are seeing it, so that if at all any doubt is there, the doubt should be resolved. Or the doubt is resolved, then you repeatedly see again what you understand doubtlessly, then you make it, if you become firm, become sure of, become, be convinced of your understanding. So being convinced of one's understanding of one's own self being abstract, formless reality implied by the term Atma is what? Avadharanam, ascertainment. Understand? You start understanding, avagamanam, understand, then repeatedly see the again you see that your doubts are not there. When the doubts are not there, again you repeatedly see that and you ascertain it. You be convinced of your understanding. Have conviction. It's called Manisha, isn't it? Is it clear now? Okay. So, actually, I did explain very well in this Sakshatkaram, other Dakshinamurti Stotram, in other places also. Is it clear? We continue next class. Okay. See, whenever the dhi comes separately, take as antakaram. Because antakaram, when you talk about all three states, antakaram. See, dhihi truly means intellect. Is it? So, we say all, antakaram. Sometimes the chittam also, no? You say in memory. But sometimes the word chittam is used in the mind also. Anything can be used.
The same thing as buddhi and dhi.
Yeah. See, the word manaha. It's actually the whole antakarnam. Manaha sometimes is the emotional aspect of the antakarnam. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.